Thousands of people across the world have hoped for a glimpse of the Loch Ness Monster. But only one man gave up his home, his job, and his girlfriend to live on the shores of Loch Ness in search of the beast. That was 17 years ago, and he's still there today, where he joins us by telephone. Steve Feltham, thank you for talking to me today.
Not a problem. Nice to meet you.
So here, I'm ready to break some news on Fair Game. Have you seen the Loch Ness Monster today?
Do you know, it's a perfect day for it. It's flat, calm. It's looking beautiful, actually. It is the first real spring day. Daffodils coming out and sunshine on the loch. But as yet, there's been nothing breaking the surface today.
I know.
It's a frustrating job.
So let me get this straight, Steve.
Yep.
You were essentially a normal person. You had a job, house, girlfriend.
Yep.
And then you left it all for Loch Ness. Why would you do that?
Well, I suppose I got to the age of about 27 and was facing settling down and getting married and having kids. And I thought, well, is there more of an adventure for my life up at Loch Ness, doing the things I love doing, looking for monsters? And I thought, no, there's an adventure in me. I'm going to have it, sink or swim, see what becomes of a full-time monster hunter.
What did your girlfriend say when you broke up with her for a monster?
She wasn't too impressed, I don't think. We'd been together for 7 years, and it was going to go one way or the other. Was I going to settle down?
Wait, Steve, what is that sound? That sounds like a monster to me.
It was, but it wasn't. It was a delivery van going past.
So you're living next to the beach.
Absolutely,
on the beach with no electricity, no bathroom, no nothing, just you and tent and the potential monster.
No, it's not a tent. It's a ex-mobile library van. So it's like the size of a small Winnebago, which is permanently wedged on the beach now.
How do you afford food and...
Well, yeah, it's ever since first arriving here, I make these little models of the monster, and now, because the media's paid attention to the fact that there is one bloke living in a van looking for the monster, people know that I'm here, and they turn up, and, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money to keep one bloke living in a van on a beach, really.
What did you base the model on?
To be honest, it's the nearest thing it looks like is Dino the dinosaur in the Flintstones.
Sure.
But I'm offering at the moment a guarantee that if what we find doesn't turn out to look like my models, you get your money back.
Now, Steve, you are clearly a good guy, a funny guy. You don't actually think that the Loch Ness Monster exists.
Well, I do. By pure coincidence, I do. The overwhelming thing in doing this for 17 years is that current eyewitnesses get sent along to me. People will turn up and see something or photograph something, go to the nearest pub or hotel and say, look, yeah, I've photographed this. And they'll say, go along and show it to that bloke in the van on the beach down here. He'll be interested in that. So because I meet hundreds of people over the years that are having these experiences, I know that there's something that defies explanation.
Have you seen sightings yourself similar to theirs?
I've seen this one thing at the far end of Loch Ness at Fort Augustus, which, if there was 2-foot-high waves going out of the bay across my vision, this thing went through the bay, and all you could see was a white spray of water, like as if a torpedo was going through there, bashing its way through against the waves.
So once you inevitably see Nessie alive and well, what is next on the itinerary for Steve Feltham?
Well, if I could get people looking for something in the Grand Canal in Venice, and then get my van that I live in shipped into St. Mark's Square in Venice, that would be me quite content. You know,
well,
international monster hunter.
Sure, you've established quite a niche market for yourself, Steve.
I think it is niche, actually, yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Steve Feltham is a professional monster hunter. For more information about Steve and his search, visit our website, morefairgame.org. Good luck, Steve.
Thank you.